Napoleon III was willing to back Cavour in a conflict with Austria, provided that A, the Habsburgs could be maneuvered into appearing to be the aggressor. And second, he had territorial demands to make too. Napoleon III drove a bargain. He would support the seizure of Lombardy and Venetia by Sardinia Piedmont in exchange for Savoy and Nice. Well, if one thinks about this, Savoy is the dynastic home of the House of Savoy. And Nice was at this point, by everybody's calculation, Italian, not French. But this was the deal. I think this is quite interesting, given that we talk about this is the age of the emergence of nationalism, and this is almost a territorial trade straight out of the pre-nationalist era. And yet both the great champion of nationalism, Napoleon III, and the dynastic power that would lead the move for Italian unification are both willing to make this kind of very pragmatic deal. Bismarck would have liked this a great deal. This was realpolitik. Well, it did not take a great deal of maneuvering to prompt the Habsburgs into playing their role. They did appear to be the aggressor. War was declared, and French and Italian forces now confronted the forces of the Habsburg monarchy. The Habsburgs had hoped for support from St. Petersburg. It did not come. And French and Italian forces inflicted a tremendous defeat on the Habsburgs at Magenta and a bit later at Solferino. The fighting in these two battles was ferocious. It impressed journalists who were covering this from around Europe were absolutely stunned at the ferocity of the fighting at Magenta and Solferino. In fact, the term, the color magenta, derives its name from the color of the blood-soaked battlefields from this Battle of Magenta in 1859. And also from Solferino, the same sort of thing. It was seeing the gore and the horror of these battles that prompted Henri Dunant, a Swiss humanitarian who during the battle, during the this war in 1859, set up a voluntary organization to help the wounded on both the Italian, French, and Austrian sides. He decided to call this organization the Red Cross, largely as a reflection of the gore and the horror that he had seen at these two battles. So one should not think of this war of 1859. It's usually passed over very quickly as a very short affair, and in terms of loss of life, certainly doesn't compare to some of the other great conflicts of the era, but still, it made an enormous impression on people at the time. Napoleon III, however, began to get cold feet about the arrangements that he had made. And at the last moment, stunned his Italian ally by signing a peace with, agreeing to a peace treaty with the Habsburgs, in which he ceded, the Habsburgs agreed to cede Lombardy to Piedmont, but to leave Venetia in Habsburg hands. This Cavour simply could not understand. It seemed to be a real sellout. And part of the reason for it was that there was agitation going on that we'll come to in just a moment in southern Italy that prompted by Garibaldi, which made it look as if there might be, in fact, not simply some sort of North Italian confederation, which Napoleon was happy to live with, but there actually might be now the stirrings of genuine nationalism down the peninsula, and that there might be a real Italian national state arriving. So, at the conclusion of this war, Lombardy would move, most of Lombardy move into Italian hands, but Venetia remained solidly in the Habsburg monarchy. France, however, absorbed Nice and Savoy. At the conclusion of this war,